Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk about living a more fulfilling life. And today, we're diving into something super important, especially if you're like me and value those strong, healthy relationships in your life because let's be honest, who doesn't? We're talking stoicism and emotional intelligence, how these ancient philosophies can actually help us navigate the modern dating scene, friendships, family dynamics, basically every connection that matters. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? You know, those moments where you're just trying to say something nice but it comes out all wrong, or you end up feeling drained after a conversation. Yeah, we've all been there. Well, imagine if you could approach those situations with more calmness and clarity, understanding both your own emotions and the other person's perspective. That's what stoicism and emotional intelligence are all about, becoming that wise, grounded individual who doesn't just react but truly connects. Here's the deal. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming some emotionless robot. It's about accepting them, understanding their root cause, and choosing how you respond. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. They are powerful, inevitable, but you don't have to be swept away by them. You can stand strong on your emotional shore, observe the waves without getting carried off course. That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's about recognizing those emotional waves in yourself and others, understanding their meaning, and using that awareness to navigate relationships more effectively. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Okay, Avery, this sounds great in theory, but how do I actually apply it? Well, here are 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock that inner power and calm. 1. Practice self-awareness. Seriously, folks, get to know yourself. What triggers your emotions? What makes you feel truly happy and fulfilled? Journaling, meditation, even just spending time in nature, these practices can help you tap into your own emotional landscape. The more you understand your emotional patterns, the better equipped you are to manage them. 2. Embrace empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes is a superpower. Try to see things from their perspective, understand their motivations and feelings, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, everyone has their own story, their own set of experiences that shaped who they are. Cultivating empathy builds bridges and strengthens connections. 3. Master your reactions. This one is a game changer. Instead of reacting impulsively when things get heated, take a moment to pause, breathe, and assess the situation. Ask yourself, is this worth getting upset about? What's the best way to respond constructively? Remember, you have the power to choose how you react. Don't let your emotions control you. 4. Communicate effectively. Clear, honest communication is the foundation of any strong relationship. Learn to express your needs and feelings assertively but respectfully. Listen actively to what others are saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Remember, effective communication involves both speaking and listening. 5. Practice gratitude. Seriously, folks, it changes everything. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, fostering a sense of contentment and connection. Picture this. You're at a dinner party with friends, someone makes a comment that rubs you the wrong way. Instead of letting anger bubble up, you take a deep breath, remember to practice empathy, maybe they had a rough day, and choose to respond calmly and thoughtfully. You turn it into a chance for a genuine connection instead of a potential conflict. That's the power of stoicism and emotional intelligence, transforming those tricky situations into opportunities for growth and understanding. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these strategies today. Journal about your emotions, practice active listening with loved ones, and cultivate the inner calm. Trust me, your relationships and your overall well-being will thank you for it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little stoic wisdom. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. It helps others find the podcast and join the conversation. And remember, every day is a chance to cultivate more confidence, calm, and connection in your life. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.